Interesting. It's Tuesday, January 22nd, 2019, at 7, that clock doesn't work in the back, so it's 7:02. And I'm calling this public hearing regarding zoning ordinance amendment 1-2018 to order. Present this evening are council members Mrs. Capellini, Mr. Fry, Mr. Hanem, Mrs. Hussman, Mr. Richardson, and myself, Mary Westfall. Mr. Lukey is excused today. Did I get everybody there? Yep. And additionally, from administration, we have the law director, Mrs. Brining, service director, Kevin Aller, economic development, Bill Sanford, Mrs. Booker, clerk of council, and Mayor Stow. At this hearing, we will welcome public comment on proposed ZA1-2018, requesting a zoning change for the property at 4713 King Road in Sylvania. And the request is that the property zoning be changed from R1, which is single family large lot residential, to R1 PD, which is single family large lot residential planned development. And as I understand it, the property is to be developed into 23 freestanding villas. Correct. for the over 50 community for that age group. Notices of the hearing were sent and mailed to the property owners of properties that are contiguous to that piece of property, as well as across the street from the parcel. City Council referred this information to Sylvania Municipal Planning Commission on December 12, 2018, the Sylvania Municipal Planning Commission reviewed and considered this amendment, and the commission voted unanimously to approve the amendment for zoning change from R1 to R1 PD. Mr. Aller or Mrs. Brining, is there anything else that would be significant for council members to be aware of? Okay. It does not appear that there's anybody here to speak against this amendment, but I would invite if any member of the Fondren family would want to provide any feedback, you're welcome to. Certainly, it's not required.
I mean, if there's any questions,
that would be the next step. Question?
That's correct. We have we have a proposed layout and a proposed plat, if you will, but we don't have the style of buildings that they're looking to build and that kind of information. So all we have is at this point is just a plat layout.
So does this have to come back to us?
The
once the zoning is changed, then it is still subject to the site plan review requirements that through the service department. But once the zoning change is complete, then it does not come back to council for further review.
Okay, well, I've done a lot of these, and we've seen the PD, we've seen the plan development at the time that we approved the zoning change.
You know, there's, we do have, did have a, this is all we received, and you can pass this down to Mr. Hanem, but I don't think we saw anything that showed what the structures are intended to look like.
Saying is that when we've approved PDs, we've approved plans, not just a change like this. So I would like to see the plans.
We have the lot layout. You should have been provided that.
I just handed that off to him,
okay.
Kevin.
We do not have any. We just don't have any, the verbal conversations have indicated the type of housing that the Fondren plan was putting in.
Let's do the rest of the work and come back.
I think that what we might need some clarification on, Mr. Aller, is what is the process? Because I do feel like there have been times when we've seen more detail, but I don't probably understand exactly the difference in this situation compared to some of those.
I think I can lend some light on that.
This originally just came in as a zoning change from R1 to R2, which would not have required as much detail as a PD does.
Right.
And at the recommendation of the Planning Commission, it was changed to a PD, an R1 PD. And we have not received that information from their surveyor or from the owner. He did show us some pictures at the Planning Commission. But you're right, when we have a PD come in, like the one that was across from McCord Junior High School, we were seeing everything then.
Right.
But that was a PD right from the start.
So I'm not sure.
For the last meeting, as Bruce explained, I mean, that is pretty much the layout. But as far as having the actual, I'm going through all the costs, one of the way until it was approved, it's just going to go through all the costs associated with that before it was approved. And give you all the details on the property and the lot size.
Let me tell you my problem. My problem is once we approve the PD, PD becomes an enforceable part of the zoning. How does that work when we don't review the PD, when we don't review the plans at the time we approve the PD? All that's enforceable is the map.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's nothing else about this development that's enforceable as a zoning other than this, right?
That's enforceable as a PD, that's correct. And that's what we had on the Lexus Road.
So,
That's what we had. Mm-hmm. All we had were the paper, were the construction layouts.
I understand that these have been.
No, you talked about that development along the Lexus.
Yeah.
We have more than that. We had lot setbacks and we had drawings of the buildings.
We had lot setbacks, but those were on
yeah,
the plan.
We had buildings.
No, not for Lexus. We did. Not for Lexus. From a court road. But not for
Okay. Well,
I do think there's some inconsistency then in what we've done, because on some of the plan developments we've seen the detail and here we are not. I don't know what the expectation is.
Well, my expectation is that if we're going to plan a plan development, that we know what the development's going to look like. That would be my expectation as the chair of zoning and annexation. And the other thing I'm not clear on, okay, we refer to zoning once in a while.
Correct. We
got back a recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, should the so we can't approve the original zoning request. Well, we could,
well,
but
we could do it with
a five number. We need a five-member vote.
Correct.
You have a recommendation to do something different, do the PD. And
correct.
Is the PD, was the PD part of the minutes of the Planning Commission meeting?
That's correct.
It was the recommendation of the Service Department and the Planning Commission to make it a PD, so there would be more control.
Which I absolutely agree.
Yeah.
I absolutely agree with that.
Right, and at the meeting, Mr. Vondren did agree to that as well.
Yeah.
So that was with everybody's consent. Yep.
I read the minutes, and the Planning Commission doesn't care what people do. Or they're willing to defer entirely to administration, I guess. I don't mean that. I apologize. That's not what I meant. What I meant was the Planning Commission didn't feel the need to look at the details.
My memory is that we actually did see those at the Planning Commission. Now, that's been a month or more ago, but I think there were some just possible elevations and floor plans that were brought into us. But they weren't part of the official submittal, and that's probably why they're not in the record.
Mm-hmm.
But the Plan Commission did have a feeling for what it was going to be, but it did not flow through to this. You're correct.
And so
And I'm sure they can reproduce what we saw for the plan commission, which is.
I mean, the plan is pretty freestanding buildings.
Right. They're not duplex type buildings. They were not duplex type buildings. They were individual standing.
Yeah, 1,621 square feet, ranging between about 280 and 450. That's not including the basement or the porches or the curb or the garage. It's gonna be three different types of price.
Now, as a member of council, that sounds fine to me. Okay, I don't have any problems with that. What I'd like to do is I'd like to have it as part of the legislation.
Sure.
And part of the zoning.
Sure. So.
So that we have, so that, I'm not worried about your, but we deal with people all the time who tell us they're gonna do stuff and then they don't. And so what I'd like to do is approve the whole thing, including your concept, and put that into the zoning so that if you decide to change the concept, because not all, I mean, I've seen neighborhoods laid out like this that I really don't like. That doesn't sound like what you're talking about. You're talking about sounding perfectly fine to me. I just have to incorporate it into the legislation.
Well, and I think we've had times when somewhere along the line, once this happens and you get through council, maybe you sell it to somebody else who then does the developing, who doesn't have the vision that you have. And so I think Mr. Hanum's just asking for a little more of that vision. It sounds like you have it. I don't know if there's a way to.
So this was not made aware to Bruce Bond or the plan.
No, it wasn't.
Well, the PD, the whole point going to the PD was so that you would have more control in case that isn't stuff happened. We weren't told by Hank coming back.
So you're asking for architectural drawings?
Well, I think just.
At least some concepts. I don't need you to do the, I don't want you to necessarily incur, you know, total cost of, we all know how expensive architects are.
Council's approval.
Yeah, and they're just not here.
Concepts or something?
So what I'd like to do.
No, we don't have.
This is a public hearing. It's not wasted time. I would.
And I don't really need to have another public hearing.
No, you don't.
Right, it'll be in the February 4th.
That's what I was saying.
There's some verbiage if you wanna see it.
I don't think I'll be able to.
Specific.
That's our next meeting.
Architectural design materials must be compatible with surround.
And then we can look at them and just incorporate them into the legislation so that what we're doing is we agree to the lot layout. We're also agreeing to the conceptual
correct
design of what you want to do there. And that's part of the enforceable zoning. And so if you want to do something else, you're going to come back to us and get it approved. That's all.
I think we could consider a zoning change, approving the zoning change at this time and putting in language that is contingent upon approval of architectural design and materials that are compatible with surrounding and internal development so that you can begin to move forward and come back with those designs, and then we would, again, the legislation would need to be prepared.
Right, I think.
He's already got those. He could bring them.
To the next meeting.
Next meeting.
Absolutely.
I think that's the solution to, out of the public hearing, recommend approval of the zoning change.
Right.
Based on the submittal, or contingent on this submittal, and then pass the legislation at the next meeting once you have a chance to see it.
Okay. So.
So there would not need to be another hearing?
No, 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 no. Just to the next, yeah. Just to the next meeting. No, no. So is there a motion to advance legislation for approving the zoning change contingent upon the review of the architectural design?
So moved.
Second.
So it's been moved and seconded to ask the administration to prepare legislation. Any further discussion on that? All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And so at the next meeting, the law director will prepare legislation. If you could bring the basic concepts you've got, I think that would be helpful. And if you have any further questions, you certainly can reach out to the law director on that.
Actually, what I'd recommend is to try to get those into us sometime next week, so we can incorporate them in the council packets that go in out ahead of time. And again, we're not looking for you to get customized drawings, but I know I saw something saying, this is what we're after, this kind of a feel. Just bring those to us, and we can incorporate them into the legislation application, and I think we'll be all set.
We're under the assumption that you already had those. Yeah.
I've seen them. Yeah, I've seen them, but apparently they didn't filter through from that meeting.
Okay. Is that something we can just email to you?
And, you know, so thank you very much. I will say, for the record, we never did officially put your names into the record, so maybe you could just quickly introduce yourself so council members know who you are, and we've got your names in the record.
I'm Jim Beavis,
B-E-A-K-A-S. Okay. I'm sorry?
Joshua.
Okay. Thank you very much. Is there any other comments here regarding the public hearing? Hearing none, this public hearing is considered adjourned at 7:19. Thank you very much for being here, and we'll look forward to the next steps.